And five, four, three, two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Carol Stane. She
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast bangers, episode. Bangers, smash bangers, that like bangers, button. Bangers, smash that notification bow, button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2024. Welcome. One, we welcome you once. Welcome you twice. Welcome in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Heard that in a minute.
Welcome to Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
He's still doing that, guys.
He is.
He's still out here.
I would be.
Yes.
What?
Jesus Christ.
So before we get into the Wendy Williams of it all and the rest of the topics, we would be remiss if we didn't wax poetically on our all three of us attending the NAACP Image Awards luncheon. Quick funny story before we get into Angel and Josh's.
I was hoping you
were going
to tell the story.
Absolutely.
Please do, sir.
Quick, funny story. I got to stop. I either think way too highly of myself or not highly of myself at all.
I need you to always be in that hand.
Too highly?
Yes.
Because it ends up with way better stories.
Way better stories.
And it's also safer.
Yeah.
Not highly enough is when I'm not understanding who I am.
Underbidding yourself.
But this time I was way too highly.
Mm-hmm.
I run into Derek Johnson at the Essence.
And if you don't know who he is, he's the president of the NAACP.
President of the NAACP. He pulls me aside. He's like, Kev, man, you know what? We love what you, you know, everything you're doing. We'd love for you to host the awards, one of the award shows. And I'm like, of course, hit me up. So they reached out to me to host the Image Awards luncheon. And I did. Quick aside, I had to be there at 7:30. Yeah. That thing didn't start till 12.
I know they be having early call times.
Early call time. The people who on sets call time was six.
I know, yeah.
And so the person who was handling me, she was there at 5:20. Mm-hmm. The sun ain't even at work yet.
No.
So anyway, so I host the award show. Have a great time. In the middle of 8:47, Marquita Bradley, who's a friend of the pod, great friend of Angel. She a Delta?
Yeah, of course. She's my Delta. Soul.
She's an outstanding producer. If you liked coming to the stage, the reason you liked it is because Marquita Bradley pulled amazing questions. That's why I will not do that show again without her or somebody like her, because she was the reason I had good questions. She comes over in the room and she's prepping me and she got a headset and stuff like that. She's talking to me and in the moment she's talking, this whole time I was thinking that I was hosting the awards dinner. I got my award from, and they just threw the luncheon in. The awards dinner, bless you.
Thank you.
One more in your clout chasing.
I know.
Josh, that was a clip. Great meme.
So the awards dinner had Angela Bassett, Tanak Huerta, Sam Jackson was there, Method Man was at my table. Breisha's Webb hosted it last year.
She was the host last year.
Breisha's Webb. So I'm like, okay, they going from Breisha to me. That's kind of crazy because Breisha's a legit television and movie star.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's a downgrade in visibility, but I'm saying host-wise, we can have a good time. Mm-hmm. I enjoy Breisha tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Uggams, funny.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, and after a while, I'm like, man, they hit me about the luncheon early.
Yeah.
I wonder when they go hit me about the awards.
Because it's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Give or take a couple of weeks.
Yeah, like I got my suit ready. I'm just kind of like curious about when we're going to start going over stuff.
Uh-huh.
It dawned on me at 8:17.
Bless it.
I said, hold up.
Bless it.
Oh, the thing they wanted me to host, it's happening. You're I am here. Hosting it.
Yes.
The awards dinners. Somebody else hosted. So I asked Marquita, I said, hey, it just dawned on me that they, all they wanted me to do was host, not all, but I thought it was plus more. They wanted me to host the luncheon only. She was like, yeah, what did you think? I didn't think they wanted me to host the awards dinner where Sam Jack was going to be there. Mm-hmm. I had jokes ready.
Oh, did you now? You're already
right. Angel, you I had say- a band hired in my mind.
Oh, you thought you were able to do that.
Well, Breisha had a band.
But she didn't hire them.
I was going to be like, they probably ain't going to pay, but I'll pay. So I said,
you can't just
thought
bring
you were
going to
tell them what band they were going to hire for you.
Well,
you
I'm
gotta,
the host.
You got to start clearing sync licensing. You got to.
Wait a minute. Is that what you think? Because you're the host that you could pick you, out what, the band
what member. What are you Adam Blackstone. Music? I want Adam Blackstone.
Adam Blackstone's in the butt.
Oh, I love it.
Adam Blackstone's in the butt. He MD'd the Super Bowl the last 3 years.
Who else can I get?
Adam Blackstone out of pocket?
Yes.
Jeez.
Within reason.
That is so funny that you thought you would even have that say. I love it. Please continue this journey.
I'm thinking highly of myself.
Come on.
I already had bits I was working out.
Uh-huh.
Because those are very hard things to host. The luncheon is hard. The awards dinners are hard. It's very hard.
So you were just going to work with their writer and be like, this place, this joke right here in the script, because I'm going to go into that.
Absolutely.
Okay, please continue. I love this.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course.
So I'm talking to Marquita. I'm like, they just wanted me to host the lunch. And she was like, yeah, yeah. She's like, what'd you think? I was like, I thought they wanted me to host this and the awards dinner. She said, oh.
Do we know who's hosting the awards dinner?
She does.
Yeah, oh, she knows.
So, because no, she produces both.
I didn't know if it was NDA.
No, no, no. She does. She just didn't tell me. So I'm like, so do y'all know the host already? She was like, yes, Kevin. It's in like 2 weeks. We know who's hosting. So does Derek know? Because he pulled me aside at Essence. She was like, yes, he pulled you aside for this.
For this.
Where you currently are hosting.
Yeah.
You lunch boy. She didn't say that, but the sitting was, you lunching.
And it was a gospel lunch.
Perfect for me.
Yeah.
But it could be a trap brunch and I could still host the dinner. So long story short.
Oh, the host of the dinner's great time. He asked for Adam Blackstone. He's going to be there.
Long story short. They're going with another name, but I got, hey, there's level. Cause in 2020 I was hosting the red carpet.
Yeah, you were.
2023 I was winning. 24 yeah. I hosted lunch.
Yeah.
The only logical step.
Eventually the award show.
Now I got to skip past the
you
dinner.
Going straight to the award show.
I got to skip straight to the, who'd they have last year? Anthony Anderson?
It's going to be Kev on stage.
I got churchies out in the world.
Kev's
jokes. Yeah. That I'll let you license that for free. Listen, this is my friend Kevin. I want y'all to see what he looked like halfway through. First of all, I thought it was hilarious. I felt for Nina because I turned around and looked at the teleprompter. I said, this man is not saying anything on this teleprompter. And she's having to bring them back to script. Multiple times. When Kevin has a joke on his mind, he does not care about what the plan was. Joke is going to get let off. He's going to sling that joke. And because as soon as you started into a joke, I was like, I turned back around to see the thing.
Don't read that's on there. You face front.
Because I'm watching Nina looking and nodding. And I'm like, that's the look and the nod of, when are we going to get back to what we're supposed to be saying? He did this multiple times.
And that's why I'm hosting that lunch.
Listen, but this is, yes, because you can't do that for the TV. They need to know what's going to come out your mouth. But this is him when they're naming. Okay, so the way the luncheon goes is that there is a curated things, performers. There's speeches from the president, from the vice president, and games before they start just listing off all the nominees that are in the building. This is Kevin. Let me show y'all. Josh, we're going to go to the wide.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. No. Marcus sent me this video, by the way.
Okay.
So, mind you, Angel has the best seat in the house.
Oh, we gonna get into that, y'all, because this is crazy.
I'm just saying for their point of view.
Oh yeah, I can
of the stage.
Oh, of the stage. So this is a part of the setup of the stage that I am leaning on. Okay, for best comedy, Abbott Elementary. All right, fantastic. Okay, Child Please for Outstanding Lifestyle Self-Help Podcast. Kevin is quite literally leaning on the set.
You can't see Angel's foot.
His foot, he had his feet turned.
Let me tell you.
What. Like this. He wasn't even standing on the sole of his own feet.
Hold on, I got the video.
Because let me tell you though, I was in my hard bottoms and I didn't have my insole in. And I wasn't able to sit down and my heels was on fire.
Then
I told them.
You can't do that on the TV show. You can't do it.
Well, there was
the
nowhere for
show.
Me to hide and my plantar fasciitis was fasciitis.
Then
play
you got to pretend.
Is the video playing, Josh?
That's the lean he had.
Because my foot was on fire.
That was Kevin.
So she's being funny. I was saying the names right, but the rest of my demeanor.
I said all the names right.
No, but it had more energy than that. But the joke was funny.
Okay.
But so in my mind,
uh-huh.
First of all, let me tell y'all, It was like 45 minutes there of us so reading.
So many names.
Yeah.
There was like, there's a class photo. There's at least 200 people on the stage, it feels like.
Yeah, it felt like.
There was so many people.
After they read ours, I drove home, checked on the cats, came back. Kev was still reading.
Yes.
Dog, everything had to be read, right? And I was like, next time, when I host the next time, I want y'all to get somebody else
to read the names.
MC Light. Or let's just say congratulations to all y'all. You know who y'all were. Pick
voice of God. Tap the door.
Because Denora was done after the first 10 minutes.
Yes. That was her voice.
Yeah, she, every year, Kev.
I said, I thought it was MC Light, but I couldn't find her. Denora has a great voice. Nina, yes. On the other hand, now Nina, she professional all the way.
She wasn't leaning on the wall.
No, she wasn't. Oh, I thought I was further back than I was.
No, you were right there. Her see voice you very was well.
Perfect. My award reading
sent me
material.
That video. I said, oh, my.
Said, look at this man. He said, Angel, look at Kevin. I said, oh no.
He said, are you lucky I didn't, like, he said, I only caught what I seen. Like, I only recorded what I could catch, but what I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Big meet and greet energy.
Oh, yes, that's exactly what it was.
The way I smiled for the picture.
I don't want to be here no more.
They said Kevin was on that stuff.
I was on that Zimp.
On that
I
Zimp.
Had been there since 7 a.m.
I know.
It was
a long day.
2:30 by that time.
Angel, when probably 2:30. We Kev got caught up and had to talk to somebody. So then when he actually started eating his food, they're like, hey, 10 more minutes, please. 10 more minutes.
Oh, no.
And then in 3 minutes, they're like, okay, we're ready for you to come back.
And Kev I said, you said 10. He was like,
Having in these conversations now. So let me tell Kevin. So somebody,
hold on real quick. AC said, drink some coffee, Kev. I poured the coffee. They said, we got 10 minutes. I tried to eat the food real quick. Mm-hmm. I poured the coffee. Matter of fact, I ordered coffee earlier in the day. It never came.
I'm sorry.
Should have walked off like Kelly Rowlands, but I didn't. So then I sat down to eat. I sat down and I make my cup of coffee during the 10 minute
thing. I was there.
Okay. Soon as I did my, you know how you get your coffee and when you're done and set, you hit it with two tink, 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 tink. Uh-huh. Now you finna sit. Hit my one with two tink. They
Kevin,
tapped
come
me.
On.
I said.
They tink, tinked you.
They tink, tinked me.
Tink, tink, they said.
And that's when I went on and did the graduation ceremony.
Oh, man.
That's what it felt like.
You should have just had your coffee up there, too. With your mic.
Listen.
Next up, we have.
I was so embarrassed when I seen that video because at that point, it's over. Mm-hmm. Marcus showed me that at y'all party.
Oh, he didn't show it to you. Oh, yeah. It was something.
He was telling Chance about it.
Yeah.
And he showed me at the party. I said, oh no. I'm going back to red carpet. They bumping me down.
They were like, he don't have the stamina.
He ain't got the stamina to host that long. They bumping me back down to red carpet.
You
got to
wear tennis shoes with your next one.
I would. We need, whoever can make a dress shoe with hard bottoms
just
that
wear
actually.
Tennis shoes.
People were at that thing in Jordan's, Ken.
You could have just wore tennis shoes.
Oh, man, I was had a nice suit on.
Did it was fine. So me and Marcus show up. I had to get my dress altered because that thing was not about the zipping, honey. They were not. And then I didn't realize Marcus didn't tell me he needed to pull my dress up from the back. So it was just covering what had to be covered for censorship. Didn't know until I saw the pictures. I was like, that was supposed to be up way higher. Oh well. We finish the red carpet. They look at our tickets. Now, the way it works is that because I'm the one who submitted us for all the categories for Here's the Thing, for Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Well, those are only two I submitted for. I receive all the correspondence in the tickets. So they sent me all the tickets. I dispersed the tickets to the people. Josh came with his lovely girlfriend, me and Marcus, and then our old producer of the podcast and our current assistant to help me get content. So I don't even know if I dispersed the tickets right, but I hope I did.
Okay? Mind you, quick note on dispersing the tickets, right? So we see our tickets. I'm like, oh, maybe she sent us the wrong ones because we had the names of our tickets were
for the other people. Yeah.
And
Angel's friends.
Mm-hmm. Assistant and old producer of the podcast. So we're in the line for the red carpet. And I was like, oh, that's them. And I was like, wait, but. I was like, maybe she sent us, but I was like, oh, that's both of them.
Yes.
They're walking in. They're probably going to get green scanned. If they have these tickets, I hope everything's going to be fine.
It ended up being fine because I was like,
worked out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, because y'all's had open seating. Because I would have, once I saw that they had names, which wasn't until I was actually walking into the event, I was like, oh, well, I need to have y'all switch. But then the people said, no, these are all open. The other tickets are all open seating. And I was like, oh, okay, so it doesn't matter. They were like, you all are at B18. And there was a woman who was like, I'll take you to your table. And I was like, okay, but I'm stopping talking because as y'all know, 2018, 2019, I did the red carpet. Mm-hmm. So I knew a lot of the people who were working. So I was saying hi to them, like the people who were actually working the event. So, but this woman is adamant about waiting for us to take us to the table. And I was just like, okay, because I'll read the table numbers. But she was just like, no, it's fine. I'll wait for you. I know when we think about financial planning, a lot of times we think about what our budget is, what our financial goals are for when we retire. But guess what else is a part of financial planning? Life insurance. Make life insurance a part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policy to protect your family. Getting life insurance today means you'll have the peace of mind to know that if something were to happen to you, your family's expenses will be covered while they're getting back on their feet. Like things like mortgage payments, college tuition, credit card payments. Luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top companies, and their team of licensed experts is on hand to help talk you through it. I have life insurance that I got through Policy Genius. So did my husband and so did my mother. I had tried getting life insurance in the past independently, and it was so overwhelming, and I really didn't know who I could trust when they were coming in trying to give me quotes. I didn't know if they were giving me the type of policy that I actually wanted. With Policy Genius, they listened to what I actually wanted to be able to do for my family and were able to suggest what type of coverage I need, and then help me find the right type of company that will work best for me in what my goals were for my life insurance policy. Policy Genius technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers, and it doesn't take nothing but a few clicks, and you'll find your lowest price. And even if you already have a life insurance policy from your job, chances are it does not give you enough money, okay? And it doesn't follow you once you leave the job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some of the options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. They work for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. So we're walking it. We're walking it. And she's walking us towards the front. And I'm like, okay, all right. And then I see B19. If the camera is center, I see B19 is off to the right. And then B18 is center in the very front.
Everybody else had round wooden church tables.
Yes.
With the black blankets over them.
Yes. We were at a rectangular table, front, center, closest to the stage.
She had an acrylic glossy table that had candles, lights, flowers on it that weren't matching any of the other tables on that one.
And they said, yes, your seats are at the president's table. And I said, hey.
Who's the president, Angel?
Listen, Derek Johnson. I knew who it was. I said, I need y'all to check y'all's paperwork. I quite literally said that. When I saw Marquita, I said, hey, check the paperwork. I don't know what's going on. She was like, this is not the part that Marquita does. Marquita produces what happens on stage. She was like, if they said that you at B18, I was like, listen, now, somebody check this because we're not about to sit down here and be asked to get up.
It's going
to
be a problem.
Right. And so David, who is over like Marquita as executive producer of the event, he was like, listen, you're not the help no longer. Maybe somebody wanted you at that table. I said, oh, okay. If that's what you say, listen, oh, we're going to sit down. Then one of the VP of strategy at the NAACP walks up to me. She introduces herself. She was like, yes, we wanted to have you at the president's table. We just thank you for all your videos and for, dang, you know, pushing the event. And I was like,
okay. Oh, that's
okay.
They made lives. That on purpose, Angel.
Yes, and I said, well, you all are welcome. We are so excited to be here. Me and Marcus sit down. I was like, I'm still feeling like they're going to move us from this table. Right. We see Derek Johnson come. I said, Marcus, that's the president. I've interviewed him on the red carpet multiple times, and his wife's coming. I was like, get up.
Full circle.
We get up. Derek was like, hey, guys, we wanted to have you all at our table. I was like, they did this. What?
Derek asked for you himself.
Yes. His wife was like, Marcus, you remember? Marcus does not realize, well, he didn't until that time. He met the Tamika Johnson at the Superdome. When we went to the Rams game, I was down on the field. Marcus was up in a suite, and she went up to him and said, where's your wife, Angel? He didn't know who this woman was. She was like, oh, yeah, no, I send Derek all y'all's videos. I'd be like, let's do these challenges.
Hilarious.
I said, what is that? Marcus turned around and looked at me. He said, what the fuck? I said, I don't know what's happening. We're sitting at the table with Roy Woods Jr.
Roy Woods.
That's his name.
Mm-hmm. It ain't Roy Wood.
Oh, it is. No, we're going to add that S today.
You ain't black if you don't.
Yeah.
Well, you ain't black if you don't.
It's always
going to
be
if poor. If an S need to go there, then the S is going.
Brisha Webbs.
Brisha's Webb.
Roy Woods.
Roy Woods.
Junior.
Juniors.
And the president of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity the Incorporated was and, there. And his wife. And I was like, well, we're going to have to be on our best behavior.
I sat at that table with Derek Johnson and them last year, and I hated every moment.
Oh, no.
Because I can't do what I normally do at the table. Because I want to make my jokes. I thought the same thing you did. I said, Nick, you know Derek is here. But then Tab was there, too. I think we were sitting with Tab and Derek Johnson. Uh-huh. I thought, oh, they must think we were Tab. Uh-huh. They said, no, we want you. You're from Baltimore, Kentucky.
Yes, they did.
Come sit with us. And that's a long ceremony.
Uh-huh. But we had a good time. I enjoyed myself.
Tell them what happened at your table, Josh. Didn't you have something interesting happen at your table?
So we had people that Kev requested to be at our table as well. No. But there were two extra spots next to Kev that I am very grateful that Kev had put Imara and I at that table. But there were some unexpected guests at the table.
Oh, I didn't get to hear none of this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a time.
Yeah, yes, it was a time.
Why come y'all not tell me about the time?
And mind you, Angel, how I met unexpected guests, one of them was like, move your chair over. I was like, first of all, because I'm also like, I don't know who's with. At our table was basically Kev Liss and Kev's people, which was Imara and I, and then Nina Parker. And I recognized two people on Nina's team just from the TBS stuff and and the party. But one of them I had been introduced to that was new there. And then what, like two women of God were standing here right when we walked over to go say hi to you guys.
Uh-huh.
And they were kind of like filling everything out, basically like, but I think they saw Mr. Frederick's name there. So they're like, oh, this must be Mr. Frederick's table. Uh-huh. So one of them sat by me. As the event starts, somebody tapped my shoulder, and it was like one of the producers. He had like one of the PAs at least. He tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, slide your chair over. We're going to seat somebody else here. So in my head, I'm like, I'm a guest. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But then everybody was kind of like, oh, who are they? Who are they? I looked at the list, and she kind of gave me the look, too, of like,
I don't know who this is.
Right. And then they just start kind of being loud, getting on camera, getting on live, showing everybody at the table. I was like, oh, they don't know anybody. I was like, I know what they're doing. They're like, let me get in, be having a good time. Let me fit in.
Uh-huh.
And then at this time, Kevin, Nina are probably like 20 feet away by the backstage door. And then I see kind of Nina start counting the seats because at this current
Nina
moment,
don't play.
There is only one chair available that says Kev's name on it. Nina doesn't have a seat. So she's doing the head count. And then I see her talking to somebody with the headset. She was going like, right. Because the lady with the headset was basically like, I don't know where you're going to sit. They said, we're with Nina's team, I believe, or we're Nina's people. Nina was like,
no, they ain't.
I had never met them before in my life. So at that point, the lady with the headset came back. She's like, you guys are going to come sit over here. So she just moved it, and then they just, let's get my stuff real quick.
That person?
Two people. The funniest part that
there was two people that she didn't know.
There was a table for eight.
Right.
Four people was me, Melissa, Josh, Imara.
She was at four.
And Nina had three. Her and two people.
Oh, okay.
So seven of the eight were taken.
Okay.
One seat was available. They took two. And that's why Nina had nowhere to sit. So when they sat down, they pulled a chair up from a neighboring table.
The table
and
right
creating
behind
a them. They
taking
created
a, taking a seat from.
Yes. Created a seat that wasn't there. And you know the place settings already have plates and stuff like that. So one of Nina's people is
Yeah.
So they were like, well, who's not supposed to be here? And the other people were like, the girl told us, they were like, they went like to her.
She's oh, yeah.
Like, she's not supposed to be here.
The people who weren't supposed to be here were like,
pointed to the white girl. Like,
the lady tried to, exactly. The lady tried to give everybody an opportunity. She's like, oh, can I see your tickets? And the first person they asked for tickets for me, I was like, mm-mm. First of all, because I know my tickets said
had somebody
City,
else's name.
And it had somebody else's name. I was like, mm-mm. Kevin said.
Right. Kevin! Liz,
go get was, Greg!
And Liz was just sitting there too like, I don't know if I can get us in trouble. So I was like, mm-mm. Kevin said, there are two more allotted seats here. We're with Kevin. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kevlis, 1, 2. Imar and I, 3, 4. I'm not moving.
Right.
That's what I'm not finna do.
I'm not doing that.
And I already drank out of this water cup. So
yeah, absolutely, man. I already sipped the champagne glass. This is the whole thing.
Let me see your ticket. Kevin, my friend, he's up there. He said I could be here. I'll be here. Plus, my ticket says LaShondra, right. So that's not going to really help
it
my
kid. Kennedy Harris. And I believe Kennedy would have sat here. So I'm her.
Listen, you guys said I got the ring on.
Go ahead.
No. So they basically started going around to the tickets and then was like, I'm a nominee of Nina's. I was like, okay, she's supposed to be with us then.
Yeah.
But then they went to them and then they were just like, we don't.
Yeah, they were like, get up. Well, listen, Denora.
I don't know what tickets they had or not either, though.
Denora, when she came down after doing the Voice of God, she went back to the table that they told was hers, that she was supposed to sit at. Not only did the people take her seat, they took her food.
Oh, no.
They said,
get me started about the food.
They said, this is for our client. And now they're on the opposite. They're like far away. They're to the right of me. And the Holy Spirit said something is awry. I could see the back of.
Angel's like, there's been an awakening in the forest.
I could see the back of my two sorors just standing there. And I was like, why is my friend standing? So I got up from the table. I walked over. I said, what's going on here? And Denora was like, they've taken my seat. And they said, this is for my client. And I said, oh, well, we have an extra seat at the president's table. Nobody is sitting beside Roy.
At the president's table.
And Marquita was like, oh, nobody's sitting there. I said, no. She said, well, there we have it. And I said, come on.
And you daintily walked.
I did. And I said, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, this is Denora Walcott. She was the voice of God at the beginning of the ceremony. Someone unfortunately took her seat. So if you don't mind, we'll have her join the table.
And you better know it.
They said, oh, you did a phenomenal job. Mm. She said, oh, I like your seat way better. I said, look at that. Look at that.
What the devil meant for bad, God meant it for my good.
Tenfold. But anyways, it was great. They didn't announce one of my categories, but they're sending me the certificate.
Melissa said they didn't announce mine last year either. But I got one for the book got nominated.
Because
I was like, I'm asking the people, like, where's Outstanding Social Media? Because they didn't have any of them.
Yeah.
And Melissa was like, they didn't announce that last year either. Yeah. We didn't even get the certificate.
I have our certificate. I'm going to get it framed so it can go up somewhere up in here.
Got to put it in here. Then we went to Angel's party. Let me tell y'all what. Angel and her family came in.
That was Angel's family's party.
Yes. But the boy, they had a family entrance, Angel and her immediate family, nuclear.
Yeah.
When I tell you these four boys walked in, Marcus, Kai, Sai, and Amar. Kai Tanksley said, none of you hold a candle to me, not in my family. No one in this room.
Correct.
Commands the attention. That baby, not only did he walked in line, but he was just a hair above the line.
They had those vests on too.
Yeah, they had the vest. They had the jackets. He found the camera.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Once the eyebrows came up, I was like, oh, yeah. Angel's going to have a
Sai
problem.
Did his little eyes.
Yeah.
Amar was like,
he hated
as a
all
Republican,
of you.
I feel like this is a waste
of time. He was trying to burn you all like Carrie did in the movie.
Amar is like, I don't want to be here. No one should be here.
Right.
This is a waste of campaign financing. Yes. And I'm only here because I can't control my movements and people can pick me up. If people couldn't pick me up and place me places, I wouldn't be there. Little Marcus is the sweetest pie.
He was just like, I'm
but
just
Kai
doing this.
Is the moment.
You have no idea, but y'all didn't get to see this when I was like, okay, because my girlfriend, Dacia, was the one. We weren't going to do no entrance. My girlfriend, Dacia, who flew in from Atlanta, she said, I see an entrance. I want you all to do an entrance. I said, okay, Dacia. She said, it has to happen. It didn't happen the way she asked for it to happen, but we did something. I said, okay, y'all going to walk in. I was like, I need to see all the res. Before they even got to the entrance to walk in, this is Kai.
Oh my God.
Swear to God. There's so many things I'm leaving in the past. One, I am leaving having to deal with other people's problems with me. I'm going to let them have that problem and I'm going to live my best life. I'm leaving quite a few bad habits in the past. I don't want them. So the new year is the perfect time to move on from things that just aren't working in your life. With Nextivo natural CBD products, oil-based CBD can be one of them. Oil-based CBD doesn't mix well with our oil-based water-based bodies, excuse me. So you absorb as low as 6% of the CBD on the label. Nextivo Naturals developed a clinically tested water-soluble form of CBD. And their gummies and capsules are proven to work faster and absorb four times better than oil-based products. Go to Nextivo.com and use code SK for 25% off any order or up to 60% off as a new subscriber. We use Nextivo Naturals in our house. My husband loves to use their supplement that aids in sleep because he has a lot of issues just being able to wind down and get to rest. He takes the capsules and that baby is knocked out within 20 minutes. I like to use their de-stressors because I have a lot of things on my plate and I sometimes get myself worked up a little bit. That doesn't help me get through the day. So I love to use their de-stressors to be able to still focus, but not have all the like built up tension that sometimes can follow me throughout the day. Get more out of your CBD with Nextivo. Try their strongest gummy ever, their new extra strength daily wellness CBD gummies, which customers love, or try the all-time bestseller, their stress and sleep CBD complex products. Find new ways to use CBD with a variety of convenient options, including gummies, which I love, capsules, and dissolvable powders. Trust the brand with data. Their products are proven to absorb four times better than most oil-based products, and they work fast with absorption starting in just 10 minutes. And their label contents are 100% guaranteed. So what you see is what you get. And they are the only brand that has conducted human clinical studies to test the value of their products. Leave oil behind and start the new year, start the year with more effective and fast-acting CBD from Nextivo Naturals. Get 25% off any order or up to 60% off as a new subscriber by using code SK at Nextivo.com. That's 25% off your order or up to 60% off a new subscription at Nextivo.com with promo code SK. I am not, I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. Arms open, doing this, hitting his chest. I was like, it pisses Marcus off when he's like that. It feeds my soul. I only want to encourage this cockiness that's not backed up by anything. I love it. Listen, that's one of the things that unfortunately males get to do sometimes. And he's the one of my children that I'm like, do it anyways. The party was great. My people sweated. You know, you all had your very classy nomination party. We sat at tables with beautiful floral arrangements. Mm-hmm. There were balloons cascading above our heads.
There was a full dinner.
Full dinner.
Plated.
How the luncheon was supposed to be according to the menu.
Yes, dessert table.
Dessert table.
Yeah, there was everything there. I told the party planner, I am not them.
Angel said, we got chicken and waffles outside.
Yeah, I have to get them fries and the chicken.
The chicken and waffle people didn't even bring the waffles.
No, they said, we just got fries. I said, oh, there's no waffle. We just got the fries.
But let me tell you what. When fried chicken is fried good, mind don't need nothing. I said, first of all, y'all niggas didn't make these wings right.
Didn't they though?
They had all the, Josh had honey. He had honey sriracha glaze.
Man. I knew if I would have finished that would have put me in a coma.
But I didn't know they had that glaze.
I had three of them.
Listen, this is why we can be poor again. Because niggas can go from a plated dinner at my party to chicken and fries.
Yes.
And either time, I'm happy.
We had a good time.
I was not hungry at the end.
Yeah, that's
and all. And I like chicken. Now you know I like some fried chicken.
Fried chicken. That DJ played the most ratchet music with my mama there.
He was perfect.
Your mom's wig.
Come on. Beyonce cascading down.
She said, Kevin. I ran into her when I was going to the bathroom. She was coming from that area. She said, Kevin, look. Now, look, I went and got me a new wig. She was caressing her tresses. She was moving it out her fast. And you better wear it, Mama Dorothy.
Listen.
She is the best.
She is. I mean, she danced. My mother-in-law ended up in a Delta stroll. I said, how does this happen? The Deltas were strolling. She was trying to get back to her seat. And so she's at the end of the line. Victory was like, we were learning a stroll. And she said, all of a sudden, she's trying to learn. And she's like,
and your mom?
This is Victory first. She's strolling. Then there's like part where they turn around. She looks, Mark's mom is in the stroll. Just
She's honorary?
No. She said, I was just trying to get back to my seat. I said, what?
You can't do that stuff if you're not in there with the people.
She said, I had my chicken. I was just trying to get back to my seat. I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. She just, that's all life
skin. I thought it was a Soul Train line.
She said, I'm here for it. But we danced. The DJ played the ratchet music. It was a great time. It was just perfect because I was just like, I just want to party. That's really all I wanted to do. I made sure I said, listen, friend, because I knew he was tired. I just hosted a McDonald's event right before I came.
Angel, I don't know how you do the stuff. And I'm a doer of stuff.
Doer of stuff.
But you did three things in sequence.
In sequence with no cushion time in between. Literally, we pulled up to the soundstage at 7:30. I had to change my clothes at the soundstage, put the kids in their clothes.
Let me tell you why me and Angel transcend just co-workerness and blend into familial cousinry. I go into my office to put my back down. All over my couch is children's clothes. Oh, yeah. Angel said, we going to get all that. Don't worry. I see tiny pajamas and stuff. And it always reminds me when you go to somebody's house at the cookout, there's always a room where either children's clothes or there's babies in there sleeping. You know, oh, I didn't know. There's a designated baby sleeping area.
Yes.
All their little pajamas. As soon as I opened the door, Angel came in. Don't worry about it. We're going to get all that.
We're going to get all that.
I said, Angel, I'm just putting my bag down. I'm not going to be in here.
Just so you know, we just had the kids get dressed in here. I'm going to get it all up. I promise you. I said, Kevin, I know you're tired. I said, listen, I just need a picture with you before you leave.
And also, the kids, it was Angel's kids.
Denora's kids.
Denora's kids.
Mel and Quinn's Greg's
daughter.
Kids.
And McKinley.
McKinley, just oldest.
And Keon's oldest. Mm-hmm. They was in the conference room at the soundstage having a board meeting.
Yes.
Brendan sent me a picture. And the kids were so little. Table looks like it's made for giants.
Yes.
Cause they're like little bodies up there.
Table.
So McKinley come out. I said, "What are y'all doing?" She said, "Well, we're having a meeting."
Yeah.
I said, "What are y'all meeting about?" Well, Kai has my password to my iPad. And he was checking my text. I said, "This is just for the girls' chat." I said, "Y'all is growing up. This is black cousins who ain't related."
Correct.
They don't know they're not cousins for real. They're going to find out at their high school graduation.
Yes.
Like, this is my cousin. How are y'all related? They told me they were my cousins. I don't know.
This is what
I don't
is.
Go down the family tree. They told me that was my cousin. My mom's friends' kids is my cousins in black families.
If I call her Auntie Angel, then what does that make her children to me?
Who goes and asks their aunt and uncles, how is we aunt and uncles? The people told me to call you that, so I call you that.
Listen.
I didn't find out some of the people I thought was related to me weren't until well into my teens.
Yeah.
I said, isn't that my cousin for real? Like, nah, no. We just hush, man. That's your cousin.
This is your cousin.
I called Ben my cousin. I call his mom Aunt Cobby and Uncle Rudy.
That's your cousin.
Nobody bothered to tell me that that's just Grandma Ruth's friend.
Yeah, no, that's cousin.
Because you don't need to know that.
You don't, because that's not important. Kai asked me the next day, so is McKinley's mama the president of Amazon? And I said, no. He said, I knew she was lying. I knew she was lying.
What?
He said, is McKinley's mama the president of Amazon? I said, now, she used to be real high up at Netflix, though. He was like, she was lying.
We was going to Tab's birthday party. And Tab, we think, I don't know if it's true, but we thought she bought her house from the owner of the Lakers, Jeannie Buss, right? So he was telling Joe on the way.
It is true. Okay, the son.
Okay, mm-hmm. So Josiah heard that Tabitha Brown owns the Lakers.
And did.
And in his mind, he was like, wow, I knew she did a lot of stuff. She also owns the Lakers. And the funny part is, it wasn't in his mind that it was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, how does she do all the stuff and she also owns the Lakers? That's a big deal.
Why
does nobody talk about it? I said, boy, no. The person who owned the house, they own the Lakers. So she doesn't own the Lakers? Because he was like, I thought we would have gotten more tickets.
Oh, exactly. Why aren't we at the game right now?
And I told Tab, she was like, nah, he done spoken to my future. Now, when I eventually own the Lakers, JoJo done called it. That's why they took that picture from her party.
Yeah.
Because Tab was like, Joe was like, dang, well, Shout out my nigga Gucci.
shout out my nigga Gucci. Listen, at that McDonald's thing, this woman came up to me all excited, black lady. She was like, give me your social media handle because I'm gonna post this and I want to tag you. And I said, okay. So I give it to her. She said, my name is, you know, I don't hold names like that. She said, I am the largest black owning suites at the SoFi Stadium.
Oh, dang.
She owns more suites than any, I guess, other black person. Yeah, and I was like, she said, I'm thinking about doing something like this at SoFi. I said, well, then I suppose you're going to have me host, of course. She was like, yeah, I'm going to speak to your people. You do that. Put me up in the suite at SoFi. I'll help these people play spades. I was literally Kevin, I literally was playing spades. I had the mic in between my legs like this, between my thighs, literally going like, all right, how many we going this time? Oh, y'all going to get set. I'm literally hosting and playing
spades. And playing?
I said, listen, McDonald's was going to get that.
If a check's going to be written, Angel going to cash it.
Huh?
Be tired later.
Marcus is like, are we getting ready to go? Listen, we going to get this money, and that's when we going to go.
Angel did all that stuff, then came to the club last night. She was texting me like, I'm going to be at the show. I said, Angel, sit down. The show started at 8 o'clock. I do my jokes up top.
Yeah, you do.
Angel came. Tony Baker was the last comedian.
Yeah.
Tony's on stage for 5 of his 12 minutes. Here come Angel and Marcus. Excuse me.
He was 9:30.
Said Angel.
I said, I told y'all I was coming.
You did, but you didn't have to come.
I wonder if this was your first Kev on stage of Friends and Flappers. And I said, I'm coming to support my friends. I would have been there earlier, but I had to make sure I spent time with the people who had flew in to see
That's
us.
Why I told. I said, Angel, I'm doing it next month. I'll be back. This is the first one.
I'm not coming next
also,
month.
Also, shout out Gigi LaFleur. First rising star came.
That was a really good set.
She had a monster set. I was so proud of her, so nervous for her. Because she was like, oh, my God, I'm in L.A. I said, girl, 200 people is just 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you as a if you perform in front of 200 people in South Carolina or Dallas, you know what I'm saying? L.A., the people are there. They're just ticket buyers.
Yeah.
But in their people's minds, like, oh, it's L.A. LA.
And you gave that to her.
She killed delivered. It.
That's right. So good. That's so good. Yes, I did the baby shower this weekend, too, honey.
And you did Breisha's Web. Her little baby shower for that little sweet little lamb.
Little lamb. I'm trying to eat better, and I know it has to be easy, and that is the reason why I like Factor. The reason why it has to be easy, because I ain't got time with a whole bunch of foolishness, with a whole bunch of prep, with a whole bunch of cleanup. And Factor is always fresh, okay? Never frozen meals that are chef-crafted and dietitian-approved and are ready in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from each week, from Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you find and fuel up feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. First of all, they're two-minute meals, okay? So you can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. There's no prep. There's no mess meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleaning up if is needed. You don't need to do any of that. Flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Sign up and save. They've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/SK50 and use code SK50 to get 50% off. That's code SK50 at factormeals.com/SK50 to get 50% off. And we thank Factor for sponsoring today's podcast.
All right, now we want to talk about Wendy documentary. Full transparency, Angel wasn't able to watch any, as you can see how busy her weekend was. Mm-hmm. I watched 2 in a possible episode. Melissa watched all 4. Oh, no, she watched 3 and some change.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have seen the whole documentary in order to have the opinion.
Correct.
That I have, at least. Now, if you're unfamiliar, the documentary is called Where's Wendy? Where's Wendy Williams?
Uh-huh.
And it's basically detailing what has happened to her kind of post the cancellation of the Wendy Williams show,
mm-hmm.
and COVID. and the divorce of Kevin Hunter, I believe is her ex-husband's name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what.
Is that what it gave you?
Angel, you want to talk about a sad state of affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wendy's, the precipice of the documentary is we're trying to get Wendy back healthy so she can either get back on TV or get back on a podcast, right? Let me tell you the first thing I noticed. And they later on tell you that she has dementia. But the first thing that I noticed, I said, Wendy Williams is not healthy.
Okay. That's the first thing you noticed.
So what happened was she early in the documentary, they're like, she's like, Wells Fargo took my money. And then they put the like graphics on and was like, some years ago, I don't remember the exact year, some years ago, Wells Fargo's holding her money, not holding it, but like she banks with them. Mm-hmm. And Wells Fargo's basically like paraphrasing, there's a lot of unusual transactions with your account. We feel like people might be taking advantage of you. We gonna hand this over to the court and let y'all figure it out. The court decides nobody in her. I need a napkin.
Yeah, there's like, I think it's not. I'm not sure. It's either snot or sweat, but it's under your nose, and I don't want it to stay there. There you go. There you go, friend. Because I'm listening intently, and then the little glistening under your nose was like, and Wells Fargo, it was echoing you. Wells Fargo, the court. Wendy. I was like, if you don't hush.
Wendy. It was a booger. So Wells Fargo put her under guardianship. Now, what I thought was interesting is in this graphics, I didn't know this, but the graphics were like, most of the time, people who are under guardianship, that is placed with a, like, it's under family control. Somebody in your family is the first choice to be the guardian over your finances. Mm-hmm. In this case, in her case, Wells Fargo appointed a independent guardian over her finances.
Oh, no.
Yes. When you watch the documentary, you be like, okay, I see why y'all did that. Her manager, who is handling a person who consumes a lot of alcohol.
This is a dude, right?
The man.
I saw the clip of him.
This is a man.
Uh-huh.
She has lymphedema, I believe. So her feet are in bad shape. She says she can only feel 2% of her feet. But her cognitive ability doesn't seem to be
lucid. She's not lucid.
It's dementia. It's if you know about dementia and Alzheimer's and like deteriorating frontal lobes, you have behavioral, you know, you can go from laughing to crying.
They're very erratic.
Very erratic. You can go from calm to yelling, all that stuff. And she did that. So at first, they don't tell you that at the beginning of the documentary, which I feel like you should. But as a watcher, and you know, you have older family members. I worked in some old folks' homes. Like my mother-in-law works with patients who have dementia. You can recognize a lot of the similarities in those traits, right? So I'm watching it, and I'm like, yeah. Somebody in Patreon, Krista says she's there, but she's very far away. Okay, so yeah, she has lymphedema, dementia, and aphasia. I don't know what aphasia is.
I'm looking up.
But so she's like barking at her assistant, yelling, then crying. She's like drinking a lot of alcohol, even now, right? And I'm thinking, if you're her manager or on her team, why? What are y'all like? Be for real. Like, he's trying to set her up to do a podcast. Even outside of dementia, her physical health, go ahead.
Aphasia is a communication disorder that affects a person's ability to understand or express speech, read or write. It's usually caused by brain damage, often from a stroke or head injury.
Got it. So her physical health with just lymphedema, she's not as mobile as she would like. And then you have her cognitive health. To be on TV, y'all, she's not healthy enough to be on
TV. There's no way.
To be on a podcast.
There's no way.
If you cared about her for real, you would be trying to care about her for real. You wouldn't be, they having meetings about podcasts, and I'm sitting in my bed like, podcasts?
That what must be his only client. If that feels like a little bit, now mind you, I haven't watched anything. This is my judgment based off of what my brother's telling me right now. That feels a little bit like desperation. Like, I got to keep this cow making milk, or I don't get to drink.
that's what I was feeling about. She has an assistant who was getting yelled at. She had a publicist who was there. And in my mind, a publicist usually is there if you're, I mean, if you're a big star, a lot of them can carry a publicist on retainer. Mm-hmm. But most people carry a publicist when they have something to promote in cycles, yeah. Right? Now, Beyonce, people like that, and even Wendy Williams, as big as she is, they'll have a publicist all the time, mm-hmm. to put out fires, to, you know, organize, yeah. interviews and all that type of stuff. But for the majority of the last 2 or 3 years, Wendy's been largely out of the public eye.
Truly, truly.
And her her publicist should be doing nothing more than being like, in my eyes, you got to get better. Let's work on Wendy the human person,
yeah.
before we worry about Wendy the talent and trying to get her out there. It gave me like, y'all shouldn't be doing this. Then I'm going to tell you something that pissed me off. Quick aside, go ahead.
You was gonna but say yeah, what I was going to say is, but that's because you are seeing these as people who should care, but these are employees. These are business folk that yeah. are there to be paid to do a job. You would hope, I think, especially because you have worked as a person that always employs your friends, mm-hmm. that employs your family. So the two go hand in hand. But a lot of times in business, people are like, if I'm not here to do this certain job, I ain't really here. That's at true. All. But go ahead, continue. I'm not saying to make it right, but I'm saying.
No, you're right. And somebody on Patreon said, Arnell said they had an earpiece on Bruce Willis to recite lines in his last few movies. And I heard that too, because I believe he has dementia as well.
Yeah.
And they had him, I was reading an article about this. They had him shooting out his scenes before lunch, which is usually less than 4 hours of actual shooting time.
Right.
Because the set don't really start until, you can't start shooting until the set's built. Mm-hmm. And that usually takes 2 hours, right? Anyway, I want to make a quick aside about dementia, because
he has aphasia as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He has aphasia. I'm sorry. My bad. a lot of clips were going viral, and I realize I'd be frustrated on the internet a lot of times, but I do realize sometimes my frustration, I'm frustrated or about to argue with one to prevent myself from arguing with somebody who really doesn't understand what they be saying. So Wendy Williams is barking at her, like yelling at her assistant in one of these clips that's on Twitter. And this person was like, dementia aside, she should be nicer to her assistant. And in my head, I said, do you realize saying dementia aside, she should be nicer is like saying paralysis aside, they should be able to walk.
Correct.
Asthma aside, they should do this marathon with no med. Like, you can't dementia aside behavioral things. Even people who were nice in life, mm-hmm. when they have dementia, they be lashed. First, a lot of times they don't know who they're talking to.
Absolutely not.
They can't place them. And the part of the brain that relegates like social cues and those type of things, it deteriorates. So they bark out and yell. Like, if you work with people who have dementia or family members, they will make you feel like they never knew you.
Listen, my grandmother, my mother's mother, she had dementia. And there's also a hard, like, it's hard for them to differentiate reality from what they've made up in their head. Like, my grandmother was swearing somebody was stealing her clothes out of mm-hmm. her drawer. Don't nobody want your church slips. Don't nobody want your girdles. Yeah. But in her mind, somebody was taking her stuff, and she was adamant. Like, the conviction in which she was getting pissed off yeah. at about this was not something that you could easily be like, This is not what's happening.
Because it's real to her.
It is very real. And there was nothing in her mind that was working to tell her what you think is actually something you just made up.
Yeah.
And so the same thing, the clip that I watched of her trying to get them to get some blue stuff out of the drugstore. Not drugstore, but like one of them like little bodegas or whatever. Yeah. She had sent her in there, and she was like, this is not the right place. We've never. And the driver had to be like, this is the same place she's been coming to for years. Mm-hmm. And in her mind, she was just like, y'all are lying to me yeah. fully.
And they have that. And sometimes they get physical.
Smoke shop. Thank you.
They will hit you and stuff. Like, it can be serious. And the son was on there. Her son, Kevin Jr. The documentary was making the point of why he's not the guardian. Uh-huh. And they were saying it was somewhere like he was spending like, 100K a year on Uber, either Uber Eats or Uber Rides. And he was using her credit card,
burning
like
through her money,
crazy amounts of, like, I think it was Uber Eats, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but I believe it was like $100,000 a year on Uber Eats and rides. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Uber Eats person.
There's not enough food on that app for one person alone.
You couldn't be. You would have to be eating every meal. Mm-hmm. From the finest of fine dining places with a substantial tip. And I can't see how you could be feeding one person to spend $100,000 on Uber Eats. And I order Uber Eats a lot. Mm-hmm. I am not touching $100,000. And I order often in a year. No, even for my family, we order Uber Eats for production. It was like $300 a day. If you break the math down, it was like $300 a day in Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the weekend, sometimes I go crazy. I had Princess Pizza this weekend. I might spend $100, $200 in a weekend, maybe even a day. But then I feel bad about myself. I go back to eating cereal and making peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? Like, you recalibrate. But he was also saying in the documentary, and I thought this was interesting, two things. One, he was saying that when he was young, his mom wasn't around, and her answer always was money. So, and then two, I think his whole life, Wendy Williams has probably been rich and also living lavishly. Like, her house doesn't look like, she has fine stuff everywhere. So I was wondering, and this is just me speculating, this is just me watching as a consumer. I was wondering if this is kind of like, well, shoot, you wasn't there for me when I was a kid. All I had was money, so I'm used to this.
Yeah.
And two, if I don't want to see what is happening in front of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because her family was like, a lot of them hadn't spoken to her in years and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't like, I felt bad because it wasn't like and I'm not even saying this to be funny, but like, there wasn't people putting her arms around her that cared about her regardless of what she could do for them, even in this state.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part about this life or fame. A lot of times, like you were saying, you get around people who don't care about you outside of
the job, the check. The job that you provide, the opportunity that you provide. And I don't know if these people, I don't know them. I haven't watched it. I don't know if any of these people just don't care, or if they do care, they just don't know what to do in this circumstance, because even though she is not in her right mind, she's still kind of their boss.
Yeah.
And not knowing how to go against what she's saying, even though they can clearly see that what she's saying is not correct.
Absolutely.
And it could be a mixture of both. It doesn't have to be black or white. But it is unfortunate that there aren't people who aren't on payroll that are able to be by her side. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, people in other cases have taken money from people that they knew were doing bad stuff. Mm-hmm. Because your bad behavior pays my bills.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get a job. Listen, one of the things I hate about working theaters, here's the thing, Bald Brothers, a lot of them are union, like they're not all, they're all union, and you have to hire a certain amount of people. And because our shows are very lo-fi for a theater show, like once Here's the Thing is set up, it's set.
Yeah.
Like there's no, and Bald Brothers, like we are comedians. We don't have a lot of moving parts. We're not musicians. Yeah, we need the mic. If the mic is on, you know,
the show can happen.
So people sit there and they be on their phones getting paid full price. They're never going to be like, you know what? I ain't really doing nothing on this show. You ain't even got to pay me the full rate.
Yeah.
People going to take your money.
Correct.
And pay their bills. Mm-hmm. And I think if you don't have people who like, and I'm grateful. Listen, Melissa, as long as I have her,
you got protection.
If I was losing my health, mm-hmm. she gonna be like, "All right,
wrap it up.
My baby's sick.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. We got money saved. Get him on a blanket. Get him some anime. Get him some FIFA. I've been paying the same FIFA 2021 since 2021. Mm-hmm. Let that baby rest." And it's easier to move along knowing that you have people. It ain't got to be a lot, but you got to have three or four people who care about you, the person. And that ain't even it. Like my kids, my parents, you know what I'm saying? My sister. Mm-hmm. My brother, he probably would be the same.
He's not going
to be able to do it.
But I want you to think.
And my brother worked for me. And he was like, no, this deal is wrong. Or what? You know what I'm saying? Like, he would turn down bread if he didn't think it was right.
Right. Listen, at our party on Sunday, there were, I can count on both hands how many people were there that I actually have a connection to making money with or paying money to. So I would say maybe there was eight of you all, maybe probably, I think probably seven. Mm-hmm. The rest of those, almost 100 people, are people that love me for me. And not to say that the people I make money with don't.
No, they don't. They don't.
he was like, absolutely not. Angel, either you tell these jokes or get the fuck up out of here. But it's just like, if you're noticing that your circle of people that, this is why I always, me and you are definitely friends, but I always am very, very adamant about mentioning which is which. Mm-hmm. Because if we don't, and one falls off,
I
want you to understand that both the relationships are separate, unless something about one of the other relationships is informing me about the other. Meaning, absolutely. If you a shiesty ass person, they're letting me know how you are going to be as my boss.
Usually our shiesty, you are usually who you are in all the places you show up as.
Very true.
I forget to tell people stuff at work. I forget to tell people stuff in my relationship.
Who's getting paid on tour?
It's getting to the point where people are like,
it's a great surprise though.
Don't even tell Kevin. Listen, don't come and talk to me.
There was so much confusion at one point in time with this tour. I had to go back. I was like, am I losing my mind? Mm-hmm. I had to go back to a text that you agreed. You said, yes, this is exactly what we're doing. And I was like, see, this is why I am confusion. But no, I have worked for shiesty ass people.
Mm-hmm. I think we all
We all have.
I think we all have.
But at least us three.
This industry, for sure.
I can work for a shiesty ass person, but I cannot be friends with
and
them.
And I got to trust them. You got to keep them at it. I'm going to keep you right here where you're at.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure the paperwork is right so that if your shiesty ass tries to do something, my paperwork is going to make sure.
Absolutely.
What's supposed to be mine is supposed to be mine. So Wendy feels like she doesn't have any relationships that she established strong connections to people who would be there when she's down and out.
Absolutely. I do want to make this point. Taryn brought this up, and I think this is important. She said it's also clear that her son wasn't enabling her. He wasn't allowing her to smoke and drink. She got worse when she went back to New York. That's true. She went from New York to Miami to be with her son. And her niece also, Brianna says, her niece seems to be the only one trying to protect her. I agree. The son was connected to the part of the guardianship. But I believe that he's also very young, 22, 23.
He doesn't have any type of money management skills.
I think he's just used to being the child of a rich person. You're not really thinking about what you're spending. Absolutely. Because the money was also, Wendy was getting cashed out when she had that TV show. She had a radio, like she was a big star. So that might have been the norm for him. It just makes sense why that person can't be in charge of your finances.
My mother loves me, would take a bullet for me. But if she had to be a guardian over my finances, we're wiped out after about 3 months. Because she's not going to spare no expense when it comes to taking care of her baby. When it's just like, but we have to budget.
Absolutely. Listen, my children, I love them. They are used to ordering Postmates. Mm-hmm. Part of our lifestyle, we don't be able to cook. I don't cook. I really never have.
While I barbecue. I'm on tour, I don't cook.
Listen, so my boys, they can pretty much, and I thank God they are very respectable. They just eat a lot. Mm-hmm. But they eat a lot, whether it was in the house, they just consume a lot of food. Correct. Isaiah, don't, he eats a lot too. Joe is just eating cardboard. Mm-hmm. He's just eating gravy. I see him pour the dog food. I'll be like, what kind of gravy is? Like, hey, Joe, we got plenty of stuff.
We got food.
So I'm not blaming him. I'm saying he probably is just used to a lifestyle, but I can see why the court was like, okay, you can't be in charge of the money. Anyway, I felt really bad for her. And the thing I want to say, and we got to close, a lot of people were like, well, this is karma, this is karma, this is karma. Let me tell you what I want to say about this. Now, Wendy Williams said a lot of stuff. She hurt a lot of people.
A lot of horrible things.
She hurt a lot of people. Very much so. But let me tell you what. Ronald Reagan, Henry Kissinger, these people be responsible for hundreds of thousands of destruction in people's lives. Worse people than Wendy Williams live long, healthy lives. They're rich the whole time. We don't never say karma to Henry Kissinger, who did unspeakable acts.
Because they block off the karma.
The founding fathers.
They be like.
Them niggas lived outside of Hamilton long lives. Of 35 took advantage years. Of people no. and died at 98.
And they lived that long.
They was plus 70 for sure.
Really? 70,
yes.
Okay, I didn't think
we
that.
Wendy Williams gets all the karma in the world, but people who've done far worse than her, I'm talking about responsible for literal murder. Wendy Williams did her dirt.
She definitely did.
But if that's karma, then where is the karma for these other people? Listen. Where is the karma for these other people who were responsible for the deaths of prison industrial complex, people who profit off of black people's lives, people who, the private prison industry, the judges who make people, who get kickbacks from the prison, they be healthy forever.
You make a good point, Skev.
Shoot. I'm done with this. Now, we'll see y'all next week. This is actually a bonus episode. This was an old bonus episode. If you're watching this and you're not part of the Patreon, we have a very busy week this week. I'm shooting TBS this week, so we're not able to shoot a main. We'll figure out the bonus for people who are on Patreon next. Well, next week as I speak into the microphone now, but as you are hearing it, the bonus we'll figure it out because I don't. Are we on tour that weekend?
Not the weekend of the 15th.
But we're on tour next week.
The week of this TV show, we are on tour.
We are on tour the 9th and the 10th. We have Dallas and Houston. Houston and Dallas, the opposite way.
All right, it's going to be tough. We're going to figure it out.
We're going to figure it out.
This tour, and this is why next time we do Here's the Thing, we're going to be doing what are called spot dates.
I like that.
Spot dates is like this week, we are going to Chicago. We are coming back.
Yeah, I like that. That's
Dallas and Houston, 85 South.
They did a little tour, but their tour was small.
Yeah, it ain't got to be.
No, the dead ass people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They did five cities.
And done. And they're, first of all,
production.
The production on that podcast is
astounding.
Immaculate. I wish I could go.
I'm sure they'll post the live one on Patreon. So I'm
up. All right. We love y'all. Bye.
Bye. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.